Well, before we start this morning, I just want to say a special shout-out to my mama, Miss Annie Ruth Herring, who turned 95 a week ago today. And I want to thank all of you personally for the greetings and the calls and just everything that you did. And she had such a great time. And it was a really great birthday for her. And many of you, well, you just helped make that possible. And we're so appreciative of that. We really are. And anyhow, it was a great day. And we're excited about it. And we're excited about this teaching today. So here we go. I apologize for a little late. We had a little technical glitch, but we're going to get started right now.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my super fine wife, Beth.
Hallelujah. Today we have another, every day this year, another don't be afraid or do not be afraid or hang in there, right?
Yep.
Because it's all going to be okay.
May
7th, Luke 8:50 says, hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed.
Hallelujah. And we saw that in The Chosen.
Yes, we did.
And that's such a great series.
It really is. It's so good.
Hallelujah.
All right. Today, though,
we're going to teach freedom.
Sunday.
Yes, it is.
We're going to teach freedom.
What's?
Go ahead.
Freedom over what's familiar.
All right.
I remember I placed recently on the Facebook this quote. Always remember this day. This is the day when you came out of Egypt from a house of slavery. God brought you out of here with a powerful hand. Exodus 13:2, Message Bible. So decide now that you will no longer be a slave to the moneylenders, as it says in Proverbs 22:7. Today, begin your financial deliverance.
Hallelujah.
That's what I posted. In Egypt, the children of Israel were told where to live, where to work, what they could eat and when they could eat, where they could go and what they could do, suffering hardships, persecution, and lack. In Egypt, the children of God were slaves who were not in control of their own destiny.
Mm.
But then God set the captives free.
Hallelujah.
The children of Israel left Egypt free to go wherever they wanted so they could worship Jehovah God while walking in divine health, never needing to buy clothes.
Mm.
The children of Israel left Egypt to fulfill God's prophecy to his chosen people, loaded down with all the gold and jewels they could carry, free to manifest the promises of God in their lives, no longer bound to the chains of slavery in the natural. You would think the children of Israel would be very happy shouting hallelujah while embracing the promise of the land flowing with milk and honey. They left the bondage of slavery on a journey to freedom and luxury, but they weren't happy. The children of Israel had personally witnessed the plagues that God brought upon the Egyptians. They experienced how God provided for them in the wilderness, how he had destroyed Pharaoh's army, yet they murmured and complained.
The children of Israel even wanted to return to Egypt. In one of those scriptures, if you're reading along, they wanted to return to all they'd left behind, everything that held them in bondage, to a land of never enough. It's amazing how many believers who are now free, prosperous, and healthy will willingly trade the lifestyle for the feel of the whips from the cruel taskmasters. It's incredible. It's easy to condemn the children of Israel for desiring to go back to slavery, but we need to suggest, we'd like to suggest, let me say it, that it wasn't the slavery that was attractive to them, but the familiarity of what to expect. I'm going to read that again. We want to say to you that a lot of times it isn't the slavery that's attractive to someone, but the familiarity of what to expect. There are five reasons a person would trade freedom for the slavery of what's familiar. Number one, some people choose what's familiar because it's easier than moving out and facing the unknown. They will live with what's familiar even though it is less than what's desirable. They like the familiar feel of that comfort zone of knowing what's going to happen, even if it's mean and cruel.
Number two, some people would choose what's familiar because that's all they've ever known. They've never heard or understood they have the ability to move beyond what's the norm in their lives. They've never been told or come to understand that there are no limitations to their future success.
Number three, some people choose what's familiar because their mental hard drive responds more to fear than faith. Think of that. This comes from a lack of biblical insight into God's benefit packages, or, and I say really, truly, possibly even, thinking that, you know, that God's really, truly thinking that God means it for other people and not for them.
That's true, honey. Number four, some people choose what's familiar because they're too lazy to change.
Mm.
Just being honest. It's a fairly safe bet to say that people who are lazy have never read the book of Proverbs. We should point out that there are some people who work hard with their hands, but they are mentally lazy in their quest for knowledge or self-improvement. They choose to live in mediocrity instead of choosing to live in excellence.
And number five, some people choose what's familiar to them because of their own self-image. These folks haven't yet caught the glimpse of who they are in Christ, nor have they come to the realization that nothing is impossible to them in Him. They say, well, I'm a slave. My parents were a slave. That's all I know. I've always been in debt. Our whole family's always been in debt. And that's all I know to do. That's the way we do it. And there's nothing I can do to change it. Believe me, that is a lie.
Yes.
That the devil feeds so many good believers. And sadly, they buy into it. The bottom line is, you'll never be all that God wants you to be if you always settle for what's familiar, what's comfortable, and you're afraid to move out and move up. A person who chooses this path of life will stay slave to the ordinary, never tasting the land flowing with milk and honey that God promised them, always walking in the familiar, never seeking the good life that God says is in, and if you're reading your Bible, doing what it says, that is available to you. As we said, there are those who seek the path of least resistance in life, those who never want to try anything new, are totally comfortable with what is familiar to them, even if it's to their own disadvantage. There we go. That's the wake-up call right there to say, hey, that's a trouble. And don't be caught in that kind of a, you know, quagmire of thinking. Don't settle for a life of mediocrity rather than daring to step out in faith. If there's something moving you out, there's the Holy Spirit, you know, trying to move you out of your comfort zone to embrace an invisible, the invisible to achieve the seemingly impossible.
That's good.
That has to really be, you know, the way we need to look at, if we've got a relationship with the Lord, we need to listen to His voice. God brought His children out of Egypt for a purpose. And with a promise, He wants to do the same thing with each one of us. We have been given one life to live. We need to live it to the fullest in Him. And He wants you to realize that you were created for a purpose, and it was never to live your days in debt and lack.
Amen. God wants you to embrace, expect, and experience every one of His precious promises to you. But we'll never experience all that He has for us if we're wanting to return to Egypt. His principles, His precepts, will have to replace the slave mentality of living in debt.
And that's called living in the world system.
That's it. Sadly, there are some believers who get out of debt only to get right back in once again. Why? Because debt and monthly payments are familiar to them.
Yeah, the lure of, oh, you have credit. Now go max it out again.
That's it. They like the discipline to fight off the devil's deception.
They lack it. They lack it.
We can't tell you the number of people who've told us that they use our material to become debt-free, only to allow themselves back into the creditor's debt. God wants every person hearing our voices this morning to cast off the shackles of debt and bondage and quit being a slave to the money lenders, as it says in Proverbs 22:7. God has empowered us to cast off all those shackles that have us bound so we can move into total freedom. The reality is that we will never truly be free until we're financially free.
Let's say that again.
The reality is that you'll never be truly free until you're financially free. To move into this freedom, you got to stop looking back. You got to realize that debt is no longer an option. What you tolerate, you accept. You have to move outside your comfort zone, that which is familiar to you, to gain control of your spending, create your own personalized out-of-debt plan. How do you overcome the allure of what's familiar? How do you get past debt and payments to move into the promised land of financial freedom?
First, you've got to see yourself the way God sees you. Listen, debt-free and moving in his abundant provision. Second, break the habit of spending money in familiar places. Well, we always go out on Friday night and shoot it up, right? And spend a lot of money and take our friends. Look, make the change or your family. Make the change to a financially lifestyle, debt-free lifestyle to accommodate your desire, your commitment to financial freedom. There's lots of ways to do that. Third, celebrate every advance you make against the devil of debt. Take pride in breaking free from what's familiar and shaking off the chains of debt and bondage. And I want to add one other thing in here that won't necessarily be number four. But don't think that you're doing this, that you can't ask God to help you do this because, well, I'm just not deserving. There is not a person on planet Earth that's deserving. We don't get our salvation by being worthy to be placed in God's family. We get it because Jesus paid the price and we accepted it and received it. Look, he fed the 5,000. He healed people. Everybody who came up to him, he didn't ask their past history. He gave freely and he still gives freely. And he doesn't do it because you deserve it. He does it because he is a loving and a good God. So finally, you just need to grab hold of scriptures that strengthen and minister to you in your journey through the wilderness of financial despair, knowing that God promised you a land of financial independence. And the fact is, it's not because you deserved it or because or did anything to earn it. It is because he loves you and you just have to receive it like you did salvation.
We want to close today's teaching with the words found in Galatians 5:1. 5:1 in the Message Bible. Christ has set us free to live a free life. So take your stand. Never again let anyone put a harness of slavery on you. Leave Egypt behind. Get out of financial bondage, out of what has been familiar to you. Set your eyes on a journey to the debt-free lifestyle. Don't look back. Press towards your prize of true and lasting freedom. Even as you cross the desert to the promised land, know that it's straight ahead and it's yours.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Rich Talks TV. You can watch it on Facebook Live at Brother Harold. You can watch it at Savior, S-A-V-I-O-R, Connect, SaviorConnect.com, a great social media site. Or you can go to YouTube and just type in Harold Herring. You can probably even go to HaroldHerring.com. Click the button that says Watch Harold and Bev on Sunday. Hallelujah. And until then, and every morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.